Our clandestine wireless set collection is one of the most comprehensive to be found in any museum, including a number of the famous suitcase wireless sets that were issued to SOE agents. The British Type 3 Mark II, more commonly known as the B2, is by far the most well-known spy set used during World War II. The set was issued to agents, resistance groups and special forces operating in all enemy-occupied territories. It was one of a number designed in 1942 by Captain John Brown at SOE Station 9, the Frith Country Estate, just off the A1 near Welling Garden City, just 30 miles north of SOE headquarters in Baker Street. Captain John Brown.
Captain Rickard bought me a briefcase and said, "We need some way of communication with people abroad." This was a typical large black civil servant briefcase, and he said, "Could you put a wireless receiver and transmitter in that, which could operate over a few hundred miles?" I had a quick go at doing this job and realised what wonderful backup I had. There was a very well-equipped workshop at the Frith with about half a dozen hand-picked instrument makers and precision mechanics. I found I could make freehand sketches of the parts I required in the morning, and they would have the finished articles on my bench by the time I came back from lunch, beautifully made. The kind of priority that any engineer dreams of.
The initial version came in the common leather suitcase of the time that allowed an agent to travel inconspicuously. This is the most well-known variant. Later in the war, it was dropped by parachute in two metal, watertight containers that were more suitable for use by resistance groups operating in the field. This was largely due to the suitcase weight of 34 pounds that made it rather cumbersome and heavy to carry around, and also led to damage when it was landed by parachute. Often only one in three would survive the landing. Later versions in the metal containers were simply easier and safer to transport. As you look at the B2 suitcase, the transmitter is located at the centre top with the receiver mounted below it. To the right is the power supply unit, and to the left a space for spares and accessories such as the Morse key, aerial wire, valves and frequency crystals and such like. There was generally space in the lid for paperwork such as maps and codes. The following sound sample was recorded in 2018 by Helge Fix, a Norwegian radio enthusiast, on his restored B2 suitcase set.